this good? Does that sound good? Excellent. So, until recently, prayer has been a bit of a sticking point in my faith, and I would like to share a story about how an answered prayer changed that for me.
Closer.
All right. I have two sons, and they're both prodigal. And that's not fair. That's not how it's supposed to be. But it's not actually really true. They're both really good guys, but in modern parlance, they both have to find their own way. And as a parent, that can be difficult to watch. But it's good, and it's how it should be. And actually, there may be a bit of cosmic justice in this state of affairs, given my own background, but I'm not going into that today. This story is about my older son, Nate. 6 years ago, he dropped out of Worcester Polytechnic Institute, one semester shy of a degree in robotics engineering, and moved to Colorado to join a former classmate in a startup, which didn't start up. He then landed a job with a software developer. This went well for a while until he was asked to join management. He decided he did not care for corporate culture and quit to drive for Uber. Over the next year and a half, the energy industry, which is really big in Colorado, slowed, making jobs very scarce. His friends moved back east, he was missing his friends and family, and much to our joy, decided to move back here last July. Nate spent last summer and fall working with me, letting me know how much he disliked house painting, and putting together a resume for a college dropout who quit his one good job to drive for Uber. I spent the summer and fall wondering what his prospects were and praying for a miracle. He did look into the National Guard to see about decreasing his substantial college debt, but a torn ACL from an old skiing accident put the kibosh on that idea. Finally, with the painting season winding down, he finished his resume and sent it first to Logic Supply, a company located in South Burlington, which our neighbors had mentioned was hiring and thought might be a good fit. They design and build industrial computers for high heat and dust environments. Within an hour, he had an email back offering an interview. Before he got back from the interview, he had another email asking when he was available for a follow-up. The second interview was basically, go upstairs and talk to HR. They'll go over the benefits package and help you fill out the paperwork. It turns out the software company he worked for in Colorado used some similar products to this company's production, and so he was able to speak quite knowledgeably about all of that. He loves his new job. After the first week, he said, Dad, I think this might be a career for me. Hallelujah. When things like this happen so easily, it's easy to forget what the alternative might have been. I was pondering that in January, after he'd been there a month or so, thinking what it would be like if he was still looking for work or had taken something out of necessity. That evening was the annual company holiday party, where management went over some of the past year's statistics, including hiring data. Nate shared with me some of this with me. The company is growing steadily. They had 45 new hires in 2018, along with two returning employees. But the next number was what really caught my attention. The new hires were chosen from a pool of 11,000 applicants. So I just have one other prayer to add to all of this, which is thank you.
Good morning. Can you hear me? I woke up this morning and I knew what today was, the prayer song and witness, and I felt moved to say something, so I wrote something down. God's grace has shown itself in my life more times than I will ever know. But I've been thinking lately about the last 10 years of my life and how much this has been particularly true. I lost my husband 9 years ago when I was 54 years old. For those of you who have experienced the loss of a loved one, you know it's probably the hardest thing you can ever go through. I didn't know how I would survive. I was lucky enough to have friends who were there to support me and invite me out to do things. And often I really wouldn't want to go, but they could talk me into it, and they were persistent, and they helped me find what would be my new normal. It took a long time to adjust to this new normal, but with God's help and with the help of my friends, I did. 2 years later, I had to move from the house that my husband had built 35 years earlier. The house was packed with stuff, and I remember he always told me that the garage was full of my stuff. Well, he wasn't there for me to tell him how much of the stuff was his stuff. I could not have accomplished this huge task without the help of my daughter and of my friends, and I was thinking about it this morning. They helped me pack boxes, move things, sell things, set up the new house, take stuff to the dump. You know the drill. Honestly, I don't know how I could have done it alone. 4 years later, after my husband died, I was in a horseback riding accident, and I broke my neck in 4 places at my C1 vertebra. I was very, very lucky to be alive. I was in the hospital or care facility for 3 weeks, and after this, I was faced with coming home to an empty house for a 3-month recovery. I couldn't drive, cook, or really do much of anything for those months. My family and friends got me through this ordeal with meals and a lot of attention. So what did I learn? For me, it is that God's grace is there for us every day. I learned a lot about myself, and I learned how God came to me through the support of others. I was always pretty self-sufficient, but I was totally broken up in these times. And God's grace came through loud and clear every time. I needed help, and I wasn't ashamed to receive it or to ask for it. And I learned that for me, when I've been broken and completely needy, God and his posse have always been there. All I had to do was ask. So lastly, I want to say that I never thought I would find love again, and after 6 years alone, I did. This is probably the greatest gift I've been given, and I thank God every day for it. I've noticed that some people are afraid to ask for help. All these experiences have taught me that we aren't meant to do this business of living all on our own. As church members, we need to ask for help, and we particularly need to give it on a local scale and a global scale. We know this, but I can attest to the fact that God is love and that we have the ability to feel it and experience it every day through other people.
I want to thank Jesus that I'm standing here today, because that's a miracle. And I want to thank you all for your prayers and your cards, and you've been so important in my life and my husband, my friends, my family. You're right, we don't do this alone. Anyway, I just wanted to share a bit of my journey. You know, have you ever noticed that life is a roller coaster ride? The highs are so high and the lows are hard, and we don't do it alone, and Jesus really truly is always with us, and I've seen his mighty hand in the hardest times in my life. For those of you who don't know, my name is Karen Newman, and I'm a stage 4 metastatic breast cancer survivor, and the cancer just keeps spreading. Last November, I was doing really well. I felt fantastic, and I got to go to the National Aquathlon Championships, which is a run, swim, run. I couldn't bike because they had found some tumors in my pubic bone, and they didn't think biking was a great idea at that time. And what was really amazing is that God has been showing me the number 111 many times in my life to give me encouragement. And he knows each one of us individually, and he is constantly trying to get our attention and show us in multiple ways that he loves us, whether it's a song, a friend's call, a sunset. He's always getting our attention. For me, it was the number 111. So when they said that the national championships were going to be on November 10th, I was like, 111. Maybe this is going to be my year. I had won the world championships, broken a world record, but I'd never won nationals. There was always something that went wrong. But anyway, this particular day, even though we had to swim through alligators and people were scared and we got to pray before a national triathlon race, that never happens, but people were scared and I was like, let's pray. And then hundreds of people were putting their hands on each other. It was so remarkable, and I just thought, this could be my day. Everything went right, and I crossed the finish line. My husband was there, and he said, I think you got fifth. I was like, darn. I gave everything. And so I was going to go get a massage. Then I just thought, you know, I'm just going to go check the board before the award ceremony. And I went there, and there was my name, number one. I fell on my knees and I started praising Jesus, and then the award ceremony came, and the announcer said, and here's Karen Newman. She's a stage 4 metastatic breast cancer survivor, and she's your national champion. And my dream came true on 111, and I gave God all the glory, and the two girls on either side of me who were tall raised their hands, so we were basically even, and we just were crying. So that was such a high. And then I came back and I found out from a PET scan that they found tumors all the way from C3 down into my spine, my ribs, my pubic bone, acetabulum, pubis rhombus. I learned a whole lot of anatomy and physiology. And went through some really brutal radiation treatments. And like you said, you are the hands and feet and heart of Jesus, and that's one of the beautiful things about each and every one of us, that we can give back in ways when people need it, and to be able to accept help is so important, because it gives everybody a chance to be part of your journey of love. So anyway, the cancer keeps spreading. We just found out on Monday that the cancer markers went up about another 100 points. So we're looking at alternative treatments in Mexico, where they're giving vaccines, cancer vaccines, and all this. It's been amazing talking to people who are in remission. It's so I'm trusting God, and I love him, and I know he has a good plan for my life and yours. And every day we have a choice, and we can choose to pick up joy, and we can choose to smile, and we can choose to live our lives and glorify God as best we can. So God bless you, and thank you so much for being part of my incredible journey.
Yes, Mary. 494.